Live remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Campaign lawyers for President Donald Trump signaled they intend to contest his loss to President-elect Joe Biden into January, even though all states but one certified their vote counts showing Biden won the national election last month. Trump has refused to concede his loss to Biden or say whether he plans to attend Biden's inauguration on January the 20th. Trump has repeatedly claimed, with no evidence, the election vote and vote counting were rigged against him and fraudulent. Trump lawyers have lost dozens of lawsuits, in political battleground states trying to upend Biden's victory. President Trump and President-elect Biden held simultaneous events focused on the COVID-19 pandemic. On Tuesday, President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It's still unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team and promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden also called for people to wear a mask in public during the first 100 days of his administration. Well, vaccines against COVID-19 may be arriving within days here in the U.S. as the fastest ever vaccine development reaches a conclusion. Experts say no corners have been cut, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering authorizing the vaccines after a shorter than normal safety testing period. Nothing sinister has turned up in the clinical trials so far, but there are still unknowns. The details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Ethiopian government says its forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region Sunday after the staffers breached two checkpoints en route to a refugee camp. The UN reached an agreement last week with the Ethiopian government to provide humanitarian aid in Tigray, saying at the time the deal would give aid workers access to government-controlled areas of the region, but access has remained limited. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the war, which has displaced more than 1 million people, including more than 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan since early last month. The leaders of Britain and the European Union will meet later today for a final push at a Brexit deal. The two sides warn that the chances of a post-Brexit trade deal by a year-end deadline is slipping away. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives has easily approved a wide-ranging defense policy bill, defying a veto threat from President Donald Trump and setting up a possible showdown with the Republican president in the waning days of his administration. Trump also wants Congress to strip out a provision of the defense bill that allows renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. The defense bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. A just-released report shows deforestation has wiped out 8% of the Amazon rainforest in 18 years. The swath of land destroyed between 2000 and 2008 is the size of Spain. Because forests are massive sponges of carbon dioxide, reversing their loss would play an outsized role in fighting climate change. The study comes days before the fifth anniversary of the Paris Agreement, in which 195 countries agreed to measures that would limit world production of CO2 emissions. In a controversial move, President Trump withdrew the United States from the agreement back in 2017. The U.S. Army has dismissed or suspended 14 senior officers and ordered policy changes following a sweeping independent investigation into sexual harassment and violence at Fort Hood, Texas, including the murder of a female soldier there earlier this year. Fort Hood has been the focus of intense scrutiny after several incidents, including the death of Specialist Vanessa Guillen, who was killed by another soldier in April. Her remains found in a shallow grave in June after her disappearance. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.